Today's share in Mishnah Berurah Yomi, second volume of Mishnah Berurah, is Daf Lamed Dalet Omud Beis. And we're in the middle of Simon Kufnun Beis, which we'll finish in Yitzhak Hashem today, which deals with the laws of when are you allowed to destroy or take down a Beis Knesset or a Beis Medrash when you're rebuilding it anew. So we learned yesterday that in general, you always have to build a new shul first before you can start destroying, taking down, selling the old shul. So that's under normal circumstances. Today we begin with the Mechaber on the very top line of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, who says, that which we said yesterday is true, that you have to have the new shul built before you can destroy the old shul. Hani mili shayar rishon chazuk. That's talking about when the first shul was perfectly sturdy. You just needed to make it bigger, you needed to make it more grand, more beautiful, whatever the situation was. You're moving it to another part of town because the neighborhood has changed. So that's when the first shul was physically in good condition and you were making a change for whatever reason. So then you have to make sure that the new shul is built, as we said yesterday, because if you destroy the old shul and you don't have the new shul built, you may come to suddenly not have enough money, you need the money for something else, or the people are just delaying and lazy, and you suddenly don't have a shul for everybody to daven in. But that is true, as we just said, shahayah rishon chazuk, when the first shul was a perfectly good condition. However, the Mechaber says, avol im charvu yisodosav, if the first shul is falling apart, the foundation is falling down, onatoi kisol of lipol, all the walls are crumbling, and they're going to fall down, so then the halach is, sosin somiyad, you immediately tear down the old shul, even though you don't have a new shul ready to go into, umaschilin livnos b'mehera b'yom v'alayla, and you immediately begin some construction on the new shul, day and night to finish it as fast as possible, because if you don't hurry up and finish it as fast as you can, something can come up and you may not have a new shul eventually, and therefore you won't have any shul to daven in. So therefore, in the situation where the shul is crumbling in some way, it's not sturdy, it's dangerous, so then there's a permission to go and take it down right away, but to rebuild it as fast as possible, day and night work as well. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tess explains, "V'hu adin kishegozer malchus." The same thing would apply if the government said, "Shelo yispalu od biyosu beis haknesses." The government says you can't daven in that shul for example, persecution purposes, or maybe it's just a regulatory business, a zoning law, or some sort of a problem with the strength of the structure of the building, and the Department of Health has closed it down. U'min hanim l'ishtadl, and there's no way you can prevent this. And maybe even appropriate not to prevent it because it's dangerous. So Kosova Taz, the Taz adds, and he says, there was one town where the Jewish people lived outside the wall. The Eraha Inyan Shinisyashu Besocha Chom, and it came out that the community had to move within the wall. And the only structure that was still left outside the wall was the shul. The Amarati, they asked the Taz this question, and they asked him what to do, and he said, there is no greater reason than this to go and destroy the old shul so you can build the new shul right away. And he permitted them to destroy the old shul, in other words, to take it down and rebuild the new shul inside the city limits, inside the wall. And he allowed them to start building the new shul right away. And they could take the walls and stones from the newly destroyed old shul to go build the brand new shul. Dishavut number 11 explains what this tiyuha that the Mishnah Berurah says means. And Dishavut number 11 explains the word tiyuha. We'll learn in Simon Kuf Nun Gimel and tomorrow Shir Mitz Hashem. Dahainu Dova Ruah, a falling apart wall or structure. For example, there's holes or cracks in it and there's a chashash, a concern that it will fall down. He also brings down from the Chassam Sofer, Shafa Pishav Shalasaki and Sabinian Luzman, even though you could temporarily fix it, Mikol Mokom, nevertheless, even though you could temporarily fix it, you're allowed to take it down because you want to make a permanent fix to it, to remove the danger that this older synagogue presents. Viesh Masbik Mos, this is under the condition that you have enough money, Livnos Sabinian, that you could rebuild the new shul now, below Rak Lasakno, and not just to go and fix the old shul. As long as you have enough money to build the new shul, then you can destroy the old shul even first in this situation, because you need to have a sturdy place, because without this new sturdy place, there's a sakana still in the old place. Even if it's a temporary fix, it still might be dangerous. He does say you should do this right away, build a new shul right away, because this falls into the category of kidera de beishutve. There's too many cooks and spoils the broth. If you can't get everybody together to do it right away, you know the way things are in the future, there will be delays because different people have different opinions. So he says, if this is the situation, you have to build it as fast as possible. He brings down from the Shelos Yitzchus Yehudi Yala a similar idea. He says, kishamos mizumonim, as long as you have the money right then and there, then you can build the new shul after you've destroyed the old shul. Because he says, The funds are present right now, so go do it while you can. But he says you should do the building as fast as possible and as soon as possible. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bihalucha, Dibur HaMaskel, Avol M'chor V'Yisodosav, adds, says, look in the Ritva, in Megillah, who writes, Da'afilu Chozi Beit Yua, Eino Shari L'Sosro, El Midasa Parnosim. He says, even if you do find that the walls are broken, you still need the city, the community, of the ownership of the shul, so to say, to make this decision, not an individual. In other words, you need to make sure that the funds are there, and not just have one person go and smash it and take it apart, because it's dangerous. You need to have the community involved, the Zayin Tuveir, the people that are in charge of the shul making these decisions. In the next Bir Halacha, Dibra Masu Sosrim, the Chofetz Chaim adds that this that you're allowed to go and knock down the old shul when it's dangerous. This is even in a situation where you don't have a new place to daven, and they'll have to make some sort of a makeshift place, or they'll have to figure out somehow how to daven. They don't have a set place to daven in. Nevertheless, you're still allowed to go and destroy this dangerous old shul. And he brings this down from the Ramah, Sheviu Bishmo, who said over in his name, the Maisa de Hardus, that when Hardus rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, there was no other place to go and daven in, obviously. Now I'll have another site for the Beis HaMikdash. Nevertheless, Hardus had permission to go and knock down the old structures and rebuild it. Why? Mishum de Tiyua Chazibe, because they saw that there was structural defects over there and it needed to come down. Now we go to the last Ramah. He says, Hagah, the also likach avonim beis haknesses hayishana. You're not allowed to take the stones from the old shul, kidei livnos chadosha, in order to build a new shul. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Yud explains that this is the Ramah statement is a reflection back on the first statement from yesterday's shir, and not on the statement that we made today, that we're talking about an old, decrepit structure. Inyan bifnei atzmahu, the Ramah is explained, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is talking about a throwback to yesterday's shir, v'lo koi acharvu yisodosav, not talking about where the old shul is faulty. Because as we just said, the Rama certainly agrees that if the old shul is dangerous, of course you can knock it down right away, even though you don't have a new shul. Elo areisha soif koi. His statement over here that you're not allowed to take the stones from the old shul and build a new shul is when the old shul was still sturdy. The Beis HaKnesses HaYoshen Ushalim, it was perfectly good in condition. Just for whatever the reason, they were going to make a new shul. The Kamayri Shekvar Hiskol Binyan HaChadosh, and they've already started building the new shul, and they realized that they were short on some supplies. They didn't have enough stones to go and finish the structure. So you might have thought, well, there's a whole bunch of stones over there in our old shul. Let's go take those stones. Let's knock down part of the old shul, take the stones there, so we can finish building the new shul. So the Chofetz Chaim explains that the Ramah is telling us, that here the destruction of the old shul is for the benefit of the being created new shul. Nevertheless, we still have to be concerned over here that some sort of a problem will arise and you won't be able to finish the new structure. And in this situation, even if you have a place, a temporary place to daven, you're still not allowed to do this, as we've already explained in yesterday's shir. Chofetz Chaim reminds us in Sifkot and Ches in the Shaar HaTzion that he discussed this in yesterday's Bir Halacha, and he said that many Rishonim were concerned that you will still have a problem over here, even though you started building the new shul. When you take the stones from the old shul and you knock down the old shul before the new shul is ready, it may still lead to a takola that the new shul isn't built. And he says the Ritva says this explicitly, and not like the Bach. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Aleph writes, we also list our dover. The Ramah had stated that you're not allowed to go and destroy anything from the old shul unless it's specifically being destroyed in order to allow the building of the new shul. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Havi Kenosis Evim in a Hechel de Osu. You're not allowed to take a stone from the Hechel in order to build something else. And this is in fulfillment of the Pasuk, Mishum Shenema, Es Mizbechosom Tito Tzun, V'gomer, you have to destroy the Avodah Zarah places, the Mizbeach of Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, Lo Sasun Ken, Lashem Lokechem, as opposed to, you're not allowed to do this to the altar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'beis HaKnesses, U'beis HaMedrash, Gam Ken Nikon Mikdosh Me'at, and our shuls and our Bati Medrash are considered, as we've already spoken out in previous Shurim, as a Mikdosh Me'at. The issue footnote number 8 brings down that how much is considered destroying some of the old shul. So he brings down from the Or HaChaim, Shafilu Netitza Kol Shu Asura, any sort of a destruction, even a small hole in the old shul is considered a destruction. and kosh oser roshim binyan, if you can make some sort of a mark that's recognizable in the structure, v'chein mashma ketzas from the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yud Beis, shasiyas guma b'kosel shelo litzorach binyan asura, that if you're even making a hole in the wall that's not necessary for the structure of the building, then it would be aser, and this is in fact the opinion as well of the Eshel Avraham Yibachach, who writes, Shein Isser Ela B'chisaron Shu Nir V'Nika. There isn't called the destruction or a removal of something unless it's recognizable. Avo Kishinotel Ma'at Sidotit. But if you're just picking off a little bit of plaster or a little bit of the cement, that's not a kepeda. Ein B'zeh Mishum Kepeda. That's not considered in this Isser. Kirov B'nei Adam Einam Mavchinim B'zeh, because most people won't notice it. However, he does bring around from the Das Torah in the name of the Maharal Prague, which is also brought down in Shelos Hatshuvas Chinuch Beis Yehuda, Shemiktas Evan Mutulintos, that a piece of a brick you could take apart. However, he brings down from the Ramami Pano, Sha'af Imisur Halav Enoela Nititas Evan Shlema, even though technically the Din Doraisa might be to take out a full brick, he says, Mikol Mokoman Nititas Chelik Mino Evan. Part of the brick, that would be also because of Din of Chatzi Shir. You're not allowed to do a full Shir of Isser, you also can't do a half Shir of Isser. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'davko lintots u'lishaber klei kodesh. That which we're talking about, you're not allowed to take down something from the old shul, that's to break one of the kelim. Olak or dover mechuber, k'mo evan mimizbeach, or to take out a rock or a stone from a built-in structure. Lafuke, as opposed to l'fanos haklei kodesh v'asafsol, l'uchadome basic nesses, as opposed to taking out something that's movable. For example, you want to take out the benches or chairs from inside the shul. So even though av she'ein zeh kovel l'basic nesses, to have an empty shul is not a cover for the basic nesses, yesh lomar she'ein b'chlal zeh, that isn't included in this din, that you're not allowed to permitted to destroy any part of the old shul until the new shul is fully built. And he brings down the name of the Maram Padova. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Beis writes, the Ein Zeh Netitza Ela Binyan. When you are going and taking something from the old shul and building it into the new shul, that is permitted under the circumstances we've discussed. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because the Ein Zeh Netitza Ela Binyan, that's not called destruction, that is called building. V'yosun Shemedapkin Daf Bekosel Beis HaMedrash, and those that go and take a board and attach it to the wall of the Beis HaMedrash, V'osun Guma Bekosel, they have to make a hole in the wall in order that they can attach this board to the wall, Shiyuchel HaHachzik Shom Ayidei HaEitz Oso Ayidei Eitz Oso Adap, and that's how they attach this board that they're attaching into the wall. So Rabbi Me'achronim Mekilim B'zeh, there are those that are makel to allow this, not like the Taz who didn't allow this. The issue footnote number 9 explains the reasoning behind those that permit it, as brought down in the Shelus Hatshuvas Igros Moshe from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, who writes, Shekivan Shu Tzorech HaTfilah, since the purpose of this board over here is somehow to improve the davening, to allow the davening to occur, Shehi Ikor HaInyan Shul Beis HaKnesses, which is of course the purpose of the shul, so then any such type of a structure is permissible, even though there has to be a hole made in order for this structure to be able to be put up. But he points out, for some other purpose, it would be Osir. And therefore, L'chein HaShover Chaticha Me'avne HaKosam HaRavi, those that take something off from the Kosam HaRavi, besides the fact Levad Shar Isurim She'esh Bazeh, besides the tremendous Isser that is involved in this for other reasons, is also such a person is over Al Isser Stira Av She'en Kavanaso Le'ashchasa, is also over the Isser of destroying a shul, even though his intention wasn't to destroy it. He wants to take home a keepsake from the Kosal HaRavi and maybe, use it for proper purposes to put it in the shul so people daven in the shul with more Kavana. He says that's still incorrect and a terrible Isser. The issue footnote number 10 explains why it's not like the Taz, because the Taz says it's also lintots af kishein zeh derech hashchasa. The Taz says you're not allowed to go and take anything out from the shul, even if it's not done in the way of hashchasa. Elim kein soser amanas libnos. The only time you're allowed to do this would be if it's for the intention of absolutely building over here. Kolomar means to say, Sha'acha kach yivneh v'yamaleh smokam anatitza, even though you're going to fill in the place that you scooped out or you took out, that still is no good. However, v'harbe me'achronim sovrim shkol she'ein oderech hashchosu mutu, but many disagree with the Taz and say that as long as you're filling it in and you're not doing it as a destruction over here, then it is permissible. And in fact, the Aruch HaShulchan passes this way, sha'minag ha'poshot hu lahatir. He says that the simple minag is to allow this to be done. The Chavetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaschul Dover Mibes HaKnesses in the Bir Halacha says that this same din applies for all the kelim of the Beis HaKnesses, the dinam gam kein ki Beis HaKnesses, because they have the status of the Beis HaKnesses as well. In Dibur HaMaschul Elohim kein Ose Almanas Livnos, the Chavetz Chaim writes in the Bir Halacha, that which said previously, the Mutalistor HaYoshon Achar Shenivna HaChadosh, that you're allowed to go and take the old shul building and use the stones to build something after the new building is already constructed, he says, Hosum Shiny, there it's different. The whole purpose there was to help support the new building. But the only reason the rabbis didn't allow this lechatchila to do this was because they were afraid that if you destroyed the old building, you wouldn't end up building the new building. However, but here we're talking about where the new building is built, and now they're taking the stones from the old building and using it for something in the new building, so that is permissible. And that's why this is considered over here, that you're taking down the old stones in order to build, and that is considered permissible. That concludes today's shir and Siman Kuf Nun Beis.